My name is Andy Wexler. I'm with a company called IVS. We're a voting services company located in Louisville, Kentucky. And we make accessible voting machines. That's our specialty.
Okay, and why don't I sit down and take a look at the one we have here?
Right. Our voting machine is it's an accessible voting machine that's designed specifically for that purpose. The voters use a 12-button telephone-style keypad to go through the ballot and headphones to listen to the audio.
Okay.
So it's you can pick that up if you'd like. It's just a portable little keypad.
It's a small little keypad that's wired into the machine, and the buttons are set up like a telephone keypad. Exactly.
1, 2, 3 at the top and star 0 on top.
Star pound. Gotcha. Okay.
And we use the buttons to navigate. And what I'll do is our voting machine is about the size of a large briefcase.
Yes, I see it here.
And we have a barcode scanner in here, which we use to start the voting session for each voter.
Okay.
The poll worker would come in and would scan a voter access card to start the voting machine, and I'll do that for you.
Okay.
Get the headphones to the voter. Ask the voter to press any key when ready.
I'm going to press the any key, whichever one that is.
Right.
To continue in English, press 1. Muốn tiếp tục bằng tiếng Việt, xin ấn số 2. Continuar en español, presione 3. Please take a moment to listen to the voting instructions. If you already know how to vote using this system, you may press 8 any time to start voting. After hearing the title of each contest, you will hear a list of candidates or choices for that contest one at a time. Button 5 is used to select or deselect a candidate. To the left and right of button 5 are buttons 4 and 6. They are used to go to the previous or next candidate. Above and below button 5 are buttons 2 and 8. They are used to go to the previous or next contest. At any time while completing your ballot, you can press 0 for help. The 0 button provides information about what you are listening to, what selections you've made, and what to do next. After completing the ballot, you will be given an opportunity to review your selections before casting your final official ballot. If you understand these instructions and want to start voting, please press 8. If you want to choose a party for straight party voting, press 5. Otherwise, press 8.
Okay, I'm going to press 5 here.
Here is the first of 2 parties, Republican Party. To select this party, press 5. To hear the previous party, press 4. This is the first party on the list, Republican Party. To select this party, press 5. To hear the previous party, press 4.
Sure, for you.
This is the first party on the list, Republican Party.
Oh, I got it.
To select this Democratic Party.
Thank you very much.
To select this party, press 5. For straight party voting, you selected Democratic Party. If this is correct, press 1. You will now make selections for nonpartisan contests. Nonpartisan contest 1 of 2. Justice position number 3. Vote for 1. Here is the first of 5 candidates, Alex Butler. To select this candidate, press 5. To hear the previous candidate, press 4. To hear the next candidate, press 6. Kenneth Thompson. To select this candidate, press 5.
And we're going to select Kenneth, whoever he is.
Press 4. You selected Kenneth Thompson. To deselect this candidate, press 5. To go to the next contest, press 8. Nonpartisan contest 2 of 2. Constitutional amendment number 4. Family court. Vote for 1. Here is the first of 2 options. Yes. To select this option, press 5. To hear the previous option, press 4. To hear the next option, press 6. To go to ballot review, press 8. To go to the previous contest, press 2.
Now, what if I want to know what this option is?
Press 1.
Press 1.
Oh, 1. Okay.
Constitutional amendment number 4. Are you in favor of family courts in Kentucky by amending the Kentucky Constitution to allow the Supreme Court to designate a division of circuit court as a family court? You are now back to the list of available options. Yes. To select this option, press 5.
Okay, we're going to select it.
You selected. Yes. To deselect this option, press 5. To go to ballot review, press 8. To go to the pre-
so how is, are there ways to speed this up, slow it down?
Yeah, we've just added a feature which we didn't include in the instructions, on the voting instructions, that you can press the 3 key to increase the speed and 9 to decrease the speed. We're still working on the audio compression so that it doesn't sound like a chipmunk's voice, but we're based in Louisville, Kentucky, so we're lucky to have the folks at the Printing House for the Blind there who are, you know, kind of experts in the audio recording, and so they're giving us some help.
Now, the voice, what voice is that's reading this?
That's Bruce Cunty from the Printing House.
Ah.
Yeah, he does a lot of books and magazines.
Okay. And how does it read everything based on what's on the barcode? Is that what happens?
Well, the barcode is used to pull the ballot data from the CD-ROM. We have all the ballot styles and all the contents of every ballot combination on a CD-ROM, including all the WAV files.
Mm-hmm.
And the barcode is used to identify the precinct that the voter is in and bring up the proper ballot. So that way you get your ballot.
So if a county bought this, or a locality, whichever, would they buy CDs from you each time we had an election?
Well, they would buy the machines to start with, and then we would work with them to prepare the ballot and to generate the audio script, and then subsequently we would generate the CD-ROMs, and they would put those in the machine before each election.
Okay.
So it's as easy as putting a new CD in for each election.
Oh, outstanding. And basically, what are we talking about as far as cost?
It's about $4,000 per machine.
Uh-huh.
This machine is meant to sit side by side with any existing voting machine that the county might have. And so they don't have to get rid of the voting machines that they already have. But since they need to provide an accessible voting solution, they can put our side-by-side with it.
Great. And do you have a website?
We do. Our product is called Inspire. Our company is called IVS. And our website is www.voteivs.com.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much.
Sure,
and I appreciate the demo.
All right. Thanks for
all right. Thank you.